This is Phil McDonald for WSJM Sports. We're joined by Pat Hoffman, the boys tennis coach, longtime boys tennis coach here at St. Joseph High School, announcing not too long ago that he's going to be stepping down from coaching after a long tenure. First of all, I guess I want to say congratulations on all the accomplishments. I mean, if I were to ask you to look back on everything, it'd probably take, I think we'd run out of power on our recording device here, but congratulations on everything.
Thank you.
Had it been a tough decision, why now? What prompted you to say, I think it's time?
I have a health issue, and it's just not compatible with the demands that that are there during the coaching season.
You mentioned demands. That's one thing I wanted to ask you on my way over here is, as long as you've been coaching tennis, I think every sport now coaches and a lot of other people say it's now a year-round commitment. Have you noticed the length of commitment since you started coaching up until now has expanded to just about a year-round commitment, not just for the players but now the coaches too?
I don't know if it's different in our sport. In fact, this time of year has always been one of the times of year that I've enjoyed because we get out to the club and, you know, I get to work with the kids, you know, in small groups. And it's really where the work gets done this time of year because we get to break it down into small groups like that. And it's really, as much as anything else, it's the part of the coaching that I've always enjoyed the most.
Now, you began coaching, at least here I know of locally, at Lake Michigan Catholic. Was there a coaching stint before then?
No, that was my first coaching job. I was student teaching there, and the season had already started. And so I can't remember what happened to the coach, and they said, we need someone really bad. And I said, I said, I've never coached. You know, I played tennis when I was in high school. I wasn't very good, but I've never coached. But I knew, of course, that I'd be looking for a job in the next few months teaching. So I took the opportunity.
You mentioned you played in high school. I was going to ask you how much competitive tennis you played leading up to starting coaching. High school, was there any college tennis there for you?
No, I didn't play in college. And like I said, in high school, I wasn't very good. After I took that job, you know, that first season was a struggle, but then after I got through that, I got with the guys at the club, and I learned, you know, how to teach tennis, and that's really when I did that. I don't know, for 4 or 5 years out there at the club, I worked with the pros out there, and I learned how to teach tennis, and that's really when I learned how to teach coach.
And so many years after that, up until now, you still, you coach, but you still teach at the younger levels, too. You love the teaching part of the sport, don't you?
Yeah. It's been 20 years I've done the city program out here at the high school, and the kids start at 7. So much fun to watch the
I'll bet.
The little kids, there's a teaching component to everything, but you try to make everything fun, and then, you know, some of those boys are playing on that I worked with at that age, you know, are playing, you know, on varsity. I actually have kids this past couple of years that are kids of kids that I've coached.
Really?
and it's cool.
Did you ever think you'd be coaching that long, or you'd be coaching the kids of people that you coached before?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You see so much of their parents in them, and you get to tease with them. Boy, that forehand looks better than your mom's did.
I mentioned at the beginning there have been so many accomplishments. As you look back on your coaching career, are there any things that stand out to you, whether it be team-wise, for you individually, or individual player-wise, that kind of stand out to you in your career?
Yeah, well, you know, through the Athlete of the Week program, how we have been blessed with tremendous students and athletes. I was texting with one of the boys the other day, and he Jeff Chen. He went to Dartmouth, and you know, he's a mover and shaker on Wall Street.
Wow.
And you know, it's just and then kids, you know, that have gone on and played tennis, you know, like Nick Artave and Alex Harbert went on and had, you know, terrific college, you know, careers in tennis. Jesperka and Vishal Arora went to Harvard. And Vishal actually graduated, I don't know if you know this, he graduated magna cum laude at Harvard. That's not too bad.
Wow. I did not know that.
that's not too bad. So we have been just blessed with the kind of students and athletes that I've had the opportunity to work with, and that's, you know, the biggest thrill.
Mm-hmm. When you first started, did you kind of give yourself, I don't want to, you know, for lack of a better word, a timetable? Well, I'll probably coach for a handful of years. Did you ever see the coaching career lasting as long as it has?
You know, I never really thought about it at the beginning. You know, when I came here, the previous coach, Art Schultz, had already established a terrific program, and mostly I didn't want to screw it up. that was my first thought.
Now, as far as team accomplishments go, there are so many. As far as competing for, say, championships and the run of regional championships, is there anything there that kind of stands out? That's probably a tough question because so many things here at St. Joe, or what you did at Lake Michigan Catholic, have to stand out to you.
Yeah. I mean, it would be easy to say it was the team state championship year in 2007. It was so close. It was so exciting. We in East Grand Rapids were both ranked number one all year, co-number ones. And we played each other in four different tournaments every time we tied.
Wow.
And it came down to we had most of our matches were seeded to finish in the finals, to meet in the finals. But we had one match that met early, and it was at number three doubles. We won the first set 7-6. But then they won the second set 6-0, and they were ahead 5-0 in the third set. So they had won 11 games in a row. They were one game away from putting us away. Mm-hmm. putting us away. And we came back and won the next seven games, and won that match, and then went on to win the team title that year by 1 point over East Grand Rapids.
Yeah, well,
but that was the flight.
And I got to imagine that would be one that stands out more than anything. What kept you coaching as long as you did? There's got to be a couple things about coaching you just absolutely love and you just didn't want to give it up.
Yeah, it's the working with the kids. I can't remember a day where, you know, during season where I sat in here in school and I said, oh, I don't want to go. I look forward to going out and being out on the court, and I enjoy doing it. You know, getting out, kidding around with the kids, and knocking balls around, and I don't know. I think if someone came by, they would think I was the biggest kid out there.
When tennis season comes back around, have you thought to yourself how hard it's going to be not to be on the court or not to be out there with the team?
Yeah, it already feels like that. It's been such a big, you know, part of my life for so many years that it's hard to imagine. At this point, it's hard to imagine my life without that being a part of it.
Mm-hmm. I have to imagine, since the announcement was made, you've had several of your past players reach out to you. Mm-hmm. And that's got to be, whether it's a tennis coach or a volleyball coach, a swimming coach, football, baseball, basketball, is when you hear back from them, mm-hmm. that makes it all worth it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. There's nothing, you know, more special than that.
Is there one player, whether you coached, and it's probably hard, the players you coached, maybe coached against, that you thought, wow, this is an amazing tennis player? Are there a couple names that kind of stand out to you, whether it be on the St. Joe team, the Lake Michigan Catholic team, or teams that you coached against, that you thought, this person's got some talent?
Yeah, I've seen some terrific players. When I first started coaching, when I was at Lake Michigan Catholic, we saw played against Detroit Country Day, and they had a boy named Mike Russell. And he ended up taking a set, was just a couple years later. He took a set from the defending French Open champion at in the French Open.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think I saw anyone better than that.
Yeah. Wow.
So what's next? You're still going to be teaching, though. You're stepping down from coaching, but you're still going to be teaching, right?
Right. And this is a full-time commitment. You know, the demands of teaching and coaching together have, you know, gotten to be more and more difficult. So this in itself is a handful.
Mm-hmm. One question is interesting when I hear some reporters ask somebody who's been playing or coaching for so long is, what would Pat Hoffman now, what advice would Pat Hoffman give to the Pat Hoffman that first started coaching at Lake Michigan Catholic? What advice that way or anybody else who's just now getting into coaching, what's some advice you would give them?
I think as I've gotten more experienced, I think I've learned to slow down, enjoy the moment. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll have won a regional title, but you know we still have the we have our eyes set on you know where we want to finish at the state finals. But you have to say this was a regional title, and you have to take the time to appreciate it,
mm-hmm.
and you just have to smell the roses. You have to look around and go, look what we did, guys. And I think, as much as anything, that would be the advice that I would give.
Yeah,
and that's good advice just for life, as opposed to just coaching. That's great life advice too.
Yeah, it is. I'll slow down a little now, and of course I'll get to spend a little more time with my lovely wife, Lisa, in this new chapter.
Wonder how long before she says, hey, you think about getting back into coaching? Could you see yourself if situations changed a little bit? Can you see yourself coaching again, or do you think this is it?
I think that this will be it.
I guess finally, you probably have so many thanks along the way. The players that you've coached through your career, the athletic directors you've served under, administration, and well, so many people have made it possible.
Yeah, the support that I've gotten here from the school, from Kevin Guzzi, our athletic director, and all the way from the top, Amy Pierce, our board president, for so many years, all the way from the top, they have been tremendously supportive, and I've had terrific help all of these years. If there was one thing I don't know how much I knew about tennis, but there was one thing I knew, and that was to get surround myself with good people.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had terrific people. Al Green has helped me here at the high school for 20 years, and Mike Goodrich and they've just been terrific help, great with the boys and good tennis knowledge. This past year, a gentleman came in that had just recently retired from coaching in Indiana, but he still had the fire for it, and he helped us out. Brian Norris. So I've had terrific help, and I can't thank those people enough.
If you look back, would you do it all over again?
Absolutely. I never, when I was thinking, when I decided to go into teaching, I never thought about coaching. It wasn't until that first experience at LMC that came about. And now I can't, imagine him taught all these years without that.
I got to imagine when that conversation was happening at LMC, you're thinking, what in the world am I thinking?
Student teaching in itself was that. So I was going to school, doing student teaching, and all that was a handful in itself. But it was a great opportunity.
I think from start to finish at LMC and finishing so many years here at St. Joe, I have to imagine one word that sums it all up is special. It's been a special place here in Southwest Michigan to coach, and the young men and young ladies' lives you've had a chance to touch. It's been a special situation, hasn't it?
Yeah, I can't have said it any better any better myself. And I would say, too, that I appreciate all the efforts that you have done over the years to recognize our young people through the Athlete of the Week program, just making it special for them. But yeah, all the kids and parents, and it has just been special, yes.
Well, it's been a special run for me, having a chance to get to know you and touch base with you so many times, and the student athletes. So if you just do me one favor and keep in touch, don't be a stranger.
Okay, will do. Thank you, Phil.
All right. Thanks so much for everything. Pat Hoffman stepping down as the tennis coach here at St. Joseph High School, joining us with 106.1 and 1400 at WSJM Sports.